Good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Jesus, our Messiah. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas, and today is a live prophecy reality edition. We're continuing our series on Covert 19, March to the Mark of the Beast continues. And finally, we're hearing that people are going to start going back to work, and they're going to start rolling out the opening of the country, which should have never been shut down for this flu. Actually, COVID-19 has been a blessing because it seems to have cured the regular flu, heart attacks. All respiratory diseases are cured by COVID-19. Unfortunately, those same people die of COVID-19 instead. But still, less people have died of COVID-19 than all of the other things that killed people in prior years for the same amount of time. So maybe it's a blessing in disguise, or maybe it's not what they say it is. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that everybody with a thinking mind that's not a robot just reacting to what all the mainstream Microsoft news is saying out there. So my advice, for what it's worth, is go back to work. If you're a small business owner, I've noticed there are people out here where I live in the county where I'm at on the land in California that worked right through the entire thing. I noticed that some contractors down the street that were rebuilding and remodeling a house, they never stopped working on it. Probably got other jobs too, because I don't see their mother all the time. But, you know, I see them there just like normal, working their job. And I've noticed as I ride my bicycle through town, because I do ride my bike, I get plenty of exercise out there. And I go to the store, nobody's telling me to put on a face mask, and I'm paying them with cash. Nothing has changed where I shop. Now, there are some other markets that have changed. The bigger ones, the bigger box stores, they had lines, so I just rode my bicycle away when I went over there to see what was going on there. They had lines and people spaced, and I did go to one larger market where I usually shop, last week sometime, and there were like six people or six groups of people, because a group is like you and your family. You don't need to social distance with your family when you go somewhere. Families kind of huddle together anyway, so that's pretty normal. Yeah, and we figured out that a shopping cart is the distance, which is regular actually at most of these places. So everything goes on, except they're letting fewer people in the store. They've got so many people per square feet. So when one comes out, they let one in. So some of the bigger markets. But the smaller market where I usually shop, nothing has changed at all, except I've noticed that there are more people shopping there now. So that's probably good for their business, and they're not running out of anything. They have everything there, eggs and milk and toilet paper. They have everything at the market there. So, I don't know. We may have some shortages down the line here because of, but people need to get back to work. You need to get back to work. Let me see. Has anyone joined me in the YouTube chat room yet? Nope. And apparently there's only one person watching me on YouTube. So, yeah, losing my chat room, that really kind of hurt. But I hope everybody can hear me fine. Let me do a test here. Let me play this thing. Oh yeah, that's the news that already went by. Okay, yeah, good. Everything seems to be working properly. So at least, probably everybody switched over to audio. Okay, well, what do we have going on here? Well, we have our march to the mark of the beast continuing, and I'm sure that the Antichrist and all of his adherents, his shadow government, and all those puppets that he controls out there, throughout the world are going to take as much advantage as they can. You can hear it from especially the so-called liberal left. You know, I was reading James A. Wiley's History of Protestantism, and they use the word liberal, but you were a liberal if you wanted to reform from the totalitarian government of the papacy in history. But boy, now liberal has taken on a whole new meaning, and it does not mean what the word actually means, because it, of course, relates to liberty. So they've turned the whole thing around, and the language and everything, so that liberal means the opposite of what it meant 100, 200 years ago. So we do want liberty, and we do not want this totalitarian thing taking over. So we need to stand up in America, all of us reform-minded people, all liberty-loving people, need to stand up against this totalitarian tyranny of COVID-19, march to the mark of the beast, and all of its adherents out there. We need to stand up against them. Don't wear a mask. Stop going to places that require it. If at all possible, don't enter those places. Look for those smaller businesses and stores and grocery stores that are still acting like everything's normal. Except I do go in and like the person at the register is wearing a mask, you know, and everybody's wearing masks. It's kind of silly when you think about it. It's kind of like Halloween, except everybody's wearing the same costume. But, you know, if you have a business, go back to work, call your boss. If your boss hasn't opened up, say, hey, look, you know, what's his name next door to you has been never shut down. And, you know, I don't know if you're like in some places like in Michigan or some communities where they're more totalitarian than others. You may not be able to, you might get arrested for like going out on the ocean on a paddleboard all by yourself. And other ridiculous things. They may say, tell you, you can't go out and enjoy sunshine because that might kill any virus that you encounter. And the fact is, and I heard on the news before this broadcast that, they've just approved home test kits. Can't wait to get my home test kit because I want to find out, do I have it or do I not? No, I don't. I really don't care. Honestly speaking, you know, I hope I do have it. You know why I hope I do have it? It's like all those other flu viruses out there that come every year and go every year. And I hope I have them and that they haven't affected me because I've, with some wisdom, thanks be to God Almighty, maintained my health to such a degree that my immune system is working properly. Yeah. So, you know, I hope I have it. And what if I test myself and, oh no, I found out that I do have it and I'm asymptomatic. What am I supposed to do? I'm not sick. It's the sick people that are supposed to isolate themselves, that are supposed to quarantine themselves. That's the way it's been throughout history. That's what the Bible calls for. It doesn't call for the healthy to quarantine. I mean, we don't quarantine the world and let the sick run around, do we? So now we're going to quarantine all the healthy people with the sick people. This whole thing is insanity. You know, go back to work. Call your boss. Call your coworkers. Open your business. Get back to work. The sooner we do this, the sooner we end this nonsense. And then we have to say never again. I mean, we need a new hashtag. Hashtag never again. Okay, so that's what I'm doing out there. You know, I put out my, if you want to know how to get to our chat room on, okay, yeah, there's a couple people over at the chat room. And, so at YouTube. And, you know, maybe I'm just going to embed the YouTube next week and we'll just use the YouTube chat room until they kick me off of YouTube. But that'll be next week because maybe we ought to do that anyway. And that way we can just use a chat room over there. It pops out so you don't have to actually watch. You can still listen to the audio and pop out the chat room, which is kind of handy actually. So maybe this is a good learning experience for me, perhaps so next week. But there's a link. I updated the live this morning. If you're on my my email list at for Cross the Border or nicholasarthur.wordpress.com there, I go look at the new posting there, and you may have to refresh it to see the link to the YouTube page and chat room thing there. So make sure you do that. Okay, well, let's see. What else do we have here? Well, we're looking at Pope Francis is suggesting universal basic wage as possible response amid COVID-19. So you can see that the master Jesuit, the white pope, which is really the face of the black pope, and it's kind of nice when you have the white pope and the black pope so united because they're part of the same society of Jesus, or otherwise known as the Jesuits, aka the shadow government that works for the Antichrist. And they've sent out their orders, so everybody's getting a check. Unfortunately, well, fortunately, I don't know, take it any way you want. I know I'm not getting a check, because you have to be a socialist, or at least a card-carrying socialist, not in reality, because most people who will say, especially us conservatives and Christians, will say, well, we're not socialists, but de facto, you are de facto socialist because you have the card, you signed up for the benefits, and you did that because that's by design. You know, they designed it so that you would, to obey God's command, to work and feed your family. And, you know, because the scripture says if a man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat, and that anyone who doesn't take care of his own is worse than an infidel. That's what the scripture says. So what does the Antichrist, what does the dragon do? Well, he makes it so that in order for you to work in his world monetary system, you have to have a number. So you go and get the number, your parents get the number, and next thing you know, you have the number and the mark. You have the mark of the beast. This is all mark of the beast means. It means that you've been identified by the beast. You have a beast identification number. And that's required to get a job and to work. So to do something that's required by the law of God, the Antichrist has made sure he's set things up so that you think you need his number to go to work. Well, I repented like over 20 years ago of the number, and you can go to my website there at crosstheborder.org or nicholasarthur.wordpress.com. Why do you say it both ways? Well, I don't know. See, the thing is, if I lose my, if I get kicked off the internet and if I have no way to pay for a URL, my WordPress page is free and it'll always be there, whether I pay for it or not. If I stop paying a fee to WordPress to keep ads off my site, then it'll just show up with ads. So I'm just kind of covering all bases there. But it's nicholasarthur.wordpress.com, and right now crosstheborder.org points to it, because that's the name of my broadcast. That's the name of my ministry, is Cross the Border Production Company, Cross the Border Publishing. I have all that I work through to help fund the work that I do here, and FirstAmendmentRadio.com. And while I'm on that, your help is needed. You know, if the Heavenly Father moves you to support the work we're doing here, then all I can say is respond in obedience to the Holy Spirit and do that, and you will be blessed. And we pray for we give thanks to God for every donation and for every person that God has moved to donate to the work we're doing here. So we pray for you and your families, and we get a reminder every month when each individual donation comes in to pray for you, your family, and give thanks to God for that. Okay, well, that's a little aside there. So Pope Francis, the Antichrist, the top Antichrist, who just happens to be... Boy, all my stuff is messed up now. Here you have it. Pope Francis suggests universal basic income. And that's really what he wants for the whole world. He has this desire to get everybody, and hopefully through this, we're going to have a worldwide financial crisis. That's going to be the outcome of it. And this is what they've decided to do. We knew it was coming one way or another. We thought perhaps that the reset would come with a financial crash of some sort, but obviously that wasn't happening because, you know, things kind of, even the economy and the monetary systems of the world, they kind of have taken on a life of their own because nobody can control everything. So I believe that, you know, Pope Francis and the Black Pope, I forget who he is, and you're not supposed to remember who he is. So their plot works really well. So they have you focused where they want you focused. That's kind of the whole idea of the thing, of the way they've worked things out. But we're not deceived. We know who the Antichrist is. Let me see. I'm working on my side, my production work at the same time. Yes, I can talk, chew gum, and produce a broadcast at the same time. No, I can't chew gum. Sorry about that. Anyway, I hope everybody's enjoying our regular broadcasting here at First Amendment Radio. Enjoying Greg Anthony has really stepped up, and his program is hilariously funny these days. So we're getting the lighter side from him in a serious kind of way. And we moved him to noon Pacific time on First Amendment Radio. So make sure you're listening to his broadcast these days. It's a definitely worthwhile listen. So, and he's honing his comedy craft over there in serious times. And we all need a little levity. Before this broadcast every morning, we of course have Inquisition Update on Tuesdays and Thursdays with Tom Fress. And then on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in that same time slot, that's 8 a.m. Pacific, we have Johnny Cerucci, or Giovanni Cerucci, and he's going through some of his publications there with a lot of additional stuff going on, making it very entertaining. So I hope everybody's enjoying that. In our second hour here, I'll check in the chat room as soon as I make an announcement. In our second hour, I'm going to be jumping back into prophecy reality and going through a series on the material from the new book that I'm writing. And for your perusal, so this, you're going to get it here, and this book will be published, target date is sometime late this year. That's all I can say now. I decided to extend it and to try to do a complete volume and try to make it a little more scholarly, and I hope I've been doing that so far. I still have some of the last half of the book and some additional chapters to work over and bring up to snuff and make it the complete work on prophecy that I want it to be. That way, because I feel like the Heavenly Father's moving me on to other things. And so that's the direction I'm going in, whatever direction He wants me to go in. So I'm just taking orders from the boss, okay? I work for the Heavenly Father, and He keeps me busy, but we need to, when we're working for Him, we need to be paying attention to where His Holy Spirit is moving us. Okay, well, let's see. In the chat room over here at YouTube, I guess I have Josh Porty. Good to see you there, Josh. And anyone else, come on over to the YouTube live stream. Like I said, go to my last post at crosstheborder.org there. Refresh it if you already loaded it, and you'll see the YouTube link there to get to that live page, and you can join the chat there. The chat pops out, so you can still listen to the audio and stop the video. Yeah, nobody needs to see my face anyway, just an old man, a grandfather over here from another generation. Yeah. Okay, I think we're going into a break here in a few seconds. So, yeah, it's kind of miss having a live chat. I mean, a lot of people in the chat room there. It's kind of nice to see that. So hopefully some people will migrate during this break over to the chat room there, our regulars at least. And like I said, I think next week I'm just going to embed the YouTube and YouTube chat room on our regular page there for next week. Since my chat room volunteered to break down on me for no apparent reason, and to find out like 5 minutes before the broadcast, doesn't leave any time to troubleshoot it. So that's all I'm going to say about that for this segment. Anyway, go over to Cross the Border if you're not subscribed there already, and subscribe to my blog there. There's a follow button, so sign it up. Take care. Take advantage of the resources there. Go to the free ebook tab, and any publication that Cross the Border Publications publishes there of our books, you can take advantage of. Just follow the instructions on the free ebook tab, and make sure you mention which book it is that you would like a free e-copy of. If you don't mention which one you want, you will get The Rapture Will Be Canceled as your first one. And then I ask you to leave a review over at Amazon. There's links there to do that on the Get the Book page. Yeah, so make sure you do that for me, because we need all of the reviews that we can get. The more reviews, the better for us, the more attention we'll get. So appreciate that. If you haven't done that yet, please go over there and do it. Please take advantage of all of that. Okay, well, I'm going into a break here, and you're listening to Across the Border, a Prophecy Reality Edition, and I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org. When it comes to prophecy today, much of the evangelical Christian world has their eyes on Israel. waiting and watching to see when the third temple will begin to be built. The plans are drawn. The Jewish people are eager. Most evangelical Christians today believe that the rapture will happen before the third temple is built. Hi, I'm Michael Eugene. I was taught that Daniel's 70th week was in the future. Is that really what the Bible teaches? Have we searched the scriptures and found this to be true? Why is it so important for a reestablished Israel to build a third temple in Jerusalem? Is it necessary to build a temple on the same location already occupied by the Dome of the Rock? Is it necessary for sacrifices to take place in the temple on Temple Mount? Is there really a rapture followed by 7 years of tribulation? What is the New Testament temple? Can we identify history and prophecy? Who is the first beast in Revelation chapter 13? Who are the seven kings in Revelation 17? I have asked all these questions, and I have found Nicholas Arthur's new book, When the Third Temple is Built, answers all these questions and more using Scripture to interpret Scripture. The Bible says that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Nicholas shows us in his new book, When the Third Temple is Built, how the Bible interprets prophecy and not man's private interpretation. Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border, Prophecy Reality Edition, and it's good to be here this morning. And now, I know my life hasn't changed much because of the COVID thing, because I've always, for many, many years have stayed home and worked, because my studio is like 50 feet from my house. And I still don't get out very often or go anywhere very much, because I grow a lot of stuff here. I've got critters on my ranch, horses, goats, chickens with eggs, dogs and cats, of course, and all the wild critters that are around here. And I do get a good amount of exercise. I like to go on bicycle rides. I ride into town, do little grocery shopping now and then. And if I need to, I also have an old automobile that I travel in if I need to go further. But like I said, my life hasn't changed, but I guess a lot of other people are getting a different taste of staying at home. It's different, and see a lot less traffic, a lot less people out there when I do go out. So I'm hoping that everyone will get back to work. All of you small business owners, go open up your doors. Tell your employees to come back in and start doing your jobs. You know, that's all I can say. And if you have to take advantage of the paycheck that the beast is offering because they shut your business down, well, I can't say that I would fault anyone for that. The topic of our broadcast today in this first hour is the covert 19 march to the mark of the beast continues. And so, you know, it's like 10 giant steps forward for the Antichrist and his adherents in moving forward their agenda to a one-world monetary system where everyone is using the same type of money. That's what he wants. He wants a one-world monetary system, and he wants somehow that people are going to swear allegiance to him or the beast. It just as it says there in chapter 13, you know, we really haven't looked at that in a long time. I don't know how many people have read chapter 13 of the Revelation lately, or remember what it says beyond just a few words. But that's all it really is few words. And I kind of have a debate ongoing with other people who say that the mark of the beast is not what you say it is, but it was something historical. Well, I say it was both. And I posted in the chat room over there at YouTube a link to give you kind of an idea if you read about the second beast of Revelation 13. Because the second beast of Revelation 13 is all wrapped up with the mark of the beast. As a matter of fact, it says, we have a very few. He had power to give life to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And so what does that mean? Well, I have a good explanation for that. And if you follow that link there, you can... let me see, did I put that link also in the chat room there? No, I didn't. But it's on one of my earlier posts. If you go to my homepage there at crosstheborder.org and scroll down to our last week program, COVID-19, March to the Mark of the Beast continues. And I guess this one will be part three or something today's. And you'll see it there, chapter... Rise of the Two-Horned Earth Beast link there. So make sure you read that. It'll give you a good understanding as to what's going on out there and what we can expect and how we're supposed to interpret what Revelation says here. Because it says he had power to give life to the image of the beast. Well, this second earth beast of Revelation creates an image. And or says to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast. So it's the prime mover in this image. And this is an image through which the Antichrist rules the world. Vicariously rules the world. And what is said about the beast... Because chapter 13 is primarily about the sea beast and his companions at the very end there. And of course, his companions are the earth beast and the image created by the earth beast. Well, the image, if you go back to this image, you have the mystery Babylon image from Daniel chapter 2. That's where I believe we're supposed to turn to get our interpretation, a Holy Ghost interpretation of what this symbol, an image, means. An image is a form of government, okay? Or it is in the Mystery Babylon image of Daniel chapter 2. This image contains all of the governments from the head of Babylon down to the return of Christ. When these characters we're reading about here in Revelation 13 are working together up until the great day of God Almighty, when Jesus returns with all of his saints and institutes his government and abolishes this image, strikes the image in the feet so that it's destroyed and it's like, becomes like the chaff of the threshing floor and is blown away. But it says he had power to give life to the image. We're speaking of the second beast, the earth, the two-horned earth beast of Revelation is the antecedent he here for Revelation 13:15. So, and he had power to give life to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. So we have a wave of martyrdom coming, as in the times of old, for people that will not comply with the dictates, the totalitarian dictates of the Mark of the Beast. We're getting tastes of what that will be like right now over there in Michigan. Nobody's being killed yet, but we're seeing how these certain people that are under, that are adherents of the Antichrist and what he desires for a totalitarian one world government, one world economy, and one world monetary system. You see how these people will easily go over to that. And if they have the power, that if you say, I mean, as dictators have done in the past, as many have killed millions, and we all know the history. So we can't deny that what has happened in history will possibly and likely happen again sometime in the future. So we're seeing it. We're seeing it. Evil trying to break out into total control. And that's what I believe the good news is about what this portion of prophecy is, this earth beast, which is situated in the new world. Not, it doesn't rise up out of the sea. That's the problem. One problem I have with your thesis there, Josh, in the chat room, is the earth beast doesn't rise up out of the sea where the ten horns existed and the sea beast rose up and all of the powers before it that it assimilated. They all rose up in the same area out of the sea. But this earth beast rises up in a sparsely populated, a wilderness area. That's why it's the new world. The sea represents the old world. The earth or wilderness, sparsely populated, represents the new world. This is the new world order is what we're talking about here with the two-horned earth beast and the image it creates through which the Antichrist and his shadow government vicariously rule the world. See, they learned, the Antichrist and his shadow government, they learned the lessons of the past. They learned that it is better to rule from the shadows than to rule overtly and become a target. So they hide their power under layer upon layer of plausible deniability. And that's why it's called the beast that was and is not, yet is. You know, there's the enigma. That's the description of the end time Roman Empire. But make no doubt about it, the scripture clearly outlines and clearly reveals to us that it is the Roman Empire, the same Roman Empire, but it has help from this two-horned earth beast and the image it created. And we see in history, if you read F. Tupper Saucy's Rulers of Evil and many other great works on exposing and protesting the shadow government of the Antichrist, you see that he was right in there at the beginning. That's where we got our Constitution and the 10 square mile concentration of power in the New World, because the Antichrist loves concentration of power. That's why he and his shadow government have worked so hard to concentrate all power in their hands. Even now, under many layers of plausible deniability, so that when you tell people out there in the general public that are not reformed in thought or in theology and or eschatology, and you say this, the Pope is the Antichrist and he rules the world. Now, 500 years ago, 400 years ago, up to about 200 years ago, most evangelical, Protestant-minded people recognized it because that was the known and accepted fact in Christendom. But you say that today in an evangelical church because they have learned their lessons from the seminaries controlled through the intrigue of the shadow government that works for the Antichrist. They believe in something else and they laugh at you. But the Pope? No, the Pope, that little old man over there, they have no power. They don't have any money. Those people are nothing and nobody. Nobody listens to that guy. So they scoff at the whole idea that the Pope is the Antichrist. My, how things have changed in 200 years. Instead, they bought into the Counter-Reformation lie, which I exposed through this program, Prophecy Reality. And I have many, many articles on my website, many, many broadcasts, and the books that I've written, and the books that I've republished, all exposing these same things that were being exposed even pre-Reformation. through the Waldenses and Albigenses and all of the true Bible-believing Christians that were so persecuted, and so many hundreds of millions of were martyred throughout the centuries, throughout the 1260-year reign of the Antichrist, as foretold in history that he would prevail over the saints. And he did. He had power over them. And he killed hundreds of millions of them. So we see that there's going to be a time throughout the world, and in some places it's already present, but the Antichrist wants total control. I don't know how far it's going to get here in America. Like I said, the good news is that the two horns are equal in power and strength. At least they're equal in power and strength in the little bit of information that we're given here in Revelation chapter 13 about the earth beast. There's the lamb-like side, and then there's a dragon-speaking side. See, lamb-like acts. The dragon speaks. So we, representing the lamb-like side of that earth beast power, well, we need to fight to the very end. And it may cost us our lives, and it may not. But I have a feeling that in the old world, the price will be paid at a much steeper cost, because of the ongoing judgments in the old world. It says they repented not of their sins, and their murders, and their idolatries, and on and on. And so the punishment that came upon the beast power and the nations that worshiped the beast and that were under her power in the old world, those punishments and those judgments have continued in that arena throughout history. What do you think? World War I, World War II, even America has been punished by her enemies. And who is the great enemy of us all? Who is really responsible for the Civil War? I'll tell you who is responsible. The Antichrist was. I got an excellent article. The most popular article on my website is called The Unholy Trinity That Rules the World. You'll see it there at the top if you go to the home page at my website. And I believe it's always trending over there on the left-hand column of my website. You'll see it right there. Empire of the City, The Unholy Trinity That Rules the World. I'll give you a little better idea. I'm going to expand that article because it's actually built upon a chapter from my first book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled, which is also, it's also titled after one of the chapters in the book. But so we're going to expand that a little bit more in the book I have coming out. Like I said, I'm going to make it a complete, and I'm going to go for as much more evidence as I can find to back up that article. Especially as it pertains to the earth beast in that article and the seat of power created by the shadow government called Washington, D.C. And that's why we had a civil war in America, because the Antichrist did not want to lose that concentration of power in the New World, which he worked so hard to institute. And like I said, if you read F. Tupper Saucy's Rulers of Evil, I believe it will become clear to you. For those that have eyes to see, it'll be plain to you. And if you'd like to read F. Tupper Saucy's Rulers of Evil, I'll go to my Bible study tab there at crosstheborder.org, and you'll see it in a list of resources there. And there's a PDF there linked, because you can't buy the book. Except unless you have hundreds of dollars, because it's, of course, the Antichrist who controls the publishing of it now. F. Tupper Saucy died 10, 15 years ago. And his book fell out of publication, of course, because it belonged to HarperCollins or something, I think. And we know who controls all the big publishing houses, so they're just not publishing it anymore. But you should get it and read it. It's a truly banned book of the day. As the Antichrist and the Shadow Government, they don't want you to find out what's in that book. F. Tupper Saucy paid a dear price for the work that he was doing that the Antichrist didn't like before he wrote that book. And they were getting ready to throw him in prison, and he wrote that book and researched that book on the Lamb. Yeah. And it's quite a tale. You should read it. Everyone should read that book if you're interested in all what's going on here and what the truth is behind these things. And it does help us to see more clearly what's going on here in chapter 13. Okay, well, we're getting near the end of this. And let's see. Nobody else has made it over. None of my regular listeners have made it over to the YouTube chat room there, at least that I can tell here. Maybe if I refresh, I don't know if I have to refresh this page or what. Oops. Okay, well, I guess that's that. In our next segment, you're going to get a little more insight into what I have in store for the book I'm writing, and I'm not going to pull any Rick Wiles nonsense on you and offer pre-publication orders and people send me money now and all that stuff. Nobody buys my books anyway, or hardly anybody will ever see them. Honestly, that's the truth, and I already know that. That's just kind of the way it is, and that's fine, you know. If that's what God wants me to do, then just the few people that he's elected to see the work that he has me doing for his kingdom is fine with me. I have to look at it this kind of this way. I know many pastors out there in the community where I'm at, and there are probably 10,000 more or more of them around the world that have less influence in God's kingdom than I do. Or maybe it's equal, they just have reach less people or whatever. So I don't care about numbers on YouTube. It's not my primary outlet anyway. It's just something that's there, a way to, it's just a place to fish, a place to go fishing. Because, you know, all of the elect, God has made us all fishers of men wherever we go. And we are commanded to be ready to give an answer. And what does that mean? If we're to be ready to give an answer, that means that people are going to have questions, and the Holy Spirit will move us, if we don't resist him, to give answers to people. When the Holy Spirit moves people to seek answers from us about anything. See, because it doesn't matter what someone asks us, the primary focus of our life, the primary impetus on any question, on anything, should be the kingdom of God and what it has to do with the kingdom and how it furthers his kingdom. Because, as Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now, I take that literally. To seek first doesn't mean just like you have a bucket list of things that you're going to do before you die and you put the kingdom of God first, then you move on to something else. No. I think the language there, the original language and the meaning of seek first is the kingdom of God, if I could rephrase it, would be to make the kingdom of God the primary focus of your life in all things. Seek first the kingdom of God. And that's every day, all the time. See? To make the primary focus of your life God's kingdom. And then he adds, and his righteousness. And then he goes on and he says, then all these things will be added to you. And I took God for his word when I read that. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to do that. I'm going to seek first God's kingdom, make it the primary focus of my life. And then all of these things, of course, the things were the things, the necessities of this mortal life will be added to you. See how that works? And that's why Jesus said, come unto me, all ye are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And you see, you don't have to worry about those things anymore. You know, if you need an automobile, he's going to provide it. You need food, clothing, housing, he's going to provide. He said, all these things will be added to you. You know, maybe not enough to satisfy the lusts of the flesh, but certainly what you need for your mortal existence until God calls you home, till your mortal existence ends. And that could be even by martyrdom. Right? God's kingdom is a different kind of kingdom. It's an eternal kingdom. And the reward, you know, the reward is whatever pleasure you can derive from serving the king in his kingdom during your mortal existence, along with all of the other rewards and all of the other joy and happiness and, you know, the fleeting mortal treasures and rewards that you receive in this life that everyone receives as a gift from God. You get all of that too. Only it's more enjoyable if you're being obedient to God and you don't have to live in fear of judgment. And then, beyond the grave, however we get there, whether, you know, I get hit by a Mack truck, I die as an old man in my bed, I lay down and go to sleep and wake up in the resurrection, or I get martyred, you know, like many martyrs throughout history. One way or another, that's our true reward is beyond the grave. So keep your eye on the prize as you walk on the narrow way that leads to life. May the Almighty bless you and keep you until we meet again. And for those of you listening live, stick around. I have another presentation for you.
Since the beginning of time, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it, it has been traded, it has been borrowed, it has been purchased, it has been stolen, there's a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty, to ourselves and to our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188 or visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, right here on FirstAmendmentRadio.com at 4 p.m. Eastern or 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, 1-800-375-4188.